Ted Stubbs on 774 ABC Melbourne.
Five to two. And, of course, tonight at 9 o'clock, the chase is war on everything. Will splash onto the ABC television screens. Now, the Chaser have been involved in many a fracas. It's pretty much what they do. But I think that they've struck a note that's rippled through the psyche of all of Australia when they dared, and I say dared, to cast aspersions on the thing we hold dear. I speak of the Logies. You know, their work almost took it into disrepute, but luckily they were stopped at the line there. Charles Firth, you might know from being the US correspondent to the Chaser's War on Everything. He does more than that, of course. He's also someone who can answer phones. Hi, Charles.
G'day, Richard.
Charles, were you a part of the horror that was Logie's Night?
Yes, actually, I did manage to make it back from the US for the Logies. Mm. It is the most important event in the world.
Sure, I'm sure they were talking about it in the States.
Oh, yeah, well, everyone said, you're going to the Logies? You've got to go back.
Yeah.
I actually had to skip the Oscars just to go to the Logies, but that was fine.
Yeah.
But, I was down there, and actually, I didn't even make it in the door before I got detained by Crown Security. So
excellent.
Security was very tight on Sunday night.
Was it, do you think you underestimated your opposition? Do you think that you went in thinking it'd be a bit of fun, you could do a few wacky hijinks and you'd probably get away with it? Do you think you didn't take security seriously enough to, you know, have a plan?
Yeah, well, we honestly did not think that they would care enough about the Logies for it to actually be such a heavy-handed response. But we actually, I've torn a few ligaments, literally, they did actually detain me. They shoved me up against the wall. Actually, just on the plaque where it says Jeff Kennett launched this casino.
Is that now sort of embossed in the side of your face?
Yeah. It was a really heavy-handed response. And it was all just because we happened to, there was a whole lot of cocaine on the red carpet. And for some reason, they thought that us dropping 8 kilograms of caster sugar to make it look like cocaine was in some way, offensive to them.
Mm. Personally, Charles, if it had been me, I would have tasered you while I was locking you up. I think you got off lightly with a few snapped ligaments.
Craig actually got locked out of the whole thing.
Good.
They actually gave us one warning. They said, if you do anything anything at all, you'll be ejected. And Craig actually ended up having to go home, which I don't think was a punishment. I think that was actually, he didn't have to listen to any of the boring speeches.
Charles, it's very harsh. You've just blown in from this country. You know, I've often asked people, I chat to members of the Chaser every week, and I ask them the same question. What does Charles do? You know, we see him for like 2 seconds, and occasionally they say, he wrote a book. And I said, yeah, but that was years ago. I mean, seriously, it's not like he's living on it. What does he do day to day? What do you do over in America?
I've just been doing the gravy train of the lecture circuit now. See, now that I'm a published author, I can just pontificate about anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious? That's your gig? You go to colleges and just talk about stuff?
And just talk and give my opinion. What I would do, with the world.
Nice.
The thing. What do I do? I don't know. I think I'm just actually very lazy.
Nice.
Yeah, what do I do?
No, look, Charles, I didn't mean to throw you. Clearly, I have by asking what I would have thought was a simple question, but it's caught you unawares, and I apologise. Charles, Firth, just one member of the Chaser's War on Everything. Obviously, he's not the hardest working one. ABC TV.
I'll tell you what I do.
It's all right, Charles. We're out of time. We don't care.
I send emails back to the team telling them where they went wrong and right.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're kind of the
really
voice of conscience.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. Those who can't do, often email. 9 o'clock tonight, you'll see it. You'll see that whatever Logie's footage they get, hopefully you'll see Charles pushed roughly up against the walls of a hallowed casino and beaten. That's what I'd see, certainly.